Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, and we've got Stan Hayes from Operation Barbecue Relief, and this is the After Hours show where we can... We don't have to watch our language because we're not on. This doesn't go out over the radio. It's the internet only. Stan and I were talking. I told my relationship to FEMA from years ago in Katrina. And that'll just be between me and Stan and whoever else can figure that out. But Stan was telling me that I'm going to let him tell you again, though. You know, how many meals they did, because they're the only ones that can produce that amount of meals. And that's very impressive. So, Stan, take it away.
Yeah. So you know, over the last few years, we built our capabilities up. And as I was saying, is, you know, last year in Florida, we were serving, for 4 days in a row, we served over 50,000 meals a day. And there's other organizations that might get 50,000 meals in a day, but they're not hot and they're not fresh.
Right.
And that's the difference. Is there's not another organization doing hot and fresh that big. You know, and if they are, they cannot sustain it. You know, we did 30 days down there, just over 800,000 meals in Florida, after coming off over 300 and some thousand in North Carolina in 14 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, over a period of time of less than 60-day period, we did just shy of 1.2 million meals.
That's a lot of toothpicks, buddy. A lot of toothpicks.
It's a lot of toothpicks. It's a lot of pork. It's a lot of bread going out. But, you know, when you think about people, and this is what everybody says, why barbecue? Well, like, why not? I mean, can you think of something that is a quintessential comfort food that can be produced in mass that, you know, it doesn't matter the memories of whether your grandpa or your dad burnt the barbecue.
Right.
It was the people that they were with.
Yep.
So if psychologically it takes them back to those good times, it's something that is nourishing to them and familiar. You've comforted them in a way that a goulash isn't going to.
Right. Well,
that a ham sandwich or peanut butter and jelly sandwich that is nourishing, that's going to get you by to the next meal, can't.
Right. Well, and the other thing is this. You don't always have to cook stuff on barbecues that is barbecue, if you follow me. You can bake on it, you can make pizza on it, you can do all that kind of stuff, even the commercial grade units you're using there, hickory pits. So yeah, it's not always going to be the image of, you know, four drumsticks on a plate and Sweet Baby Ray's running down your chin. I think people get kind of mistaken about that.
Yeah, and we, you know, we use tilt skillets on the vegetable side to, you know, cook 30 gallons of number 10 cans at a time.
Right.
And we've, you know, we've gotten to a point that we've learned these one pot meals where we can add in and do large amounts of ground beef when we get it, or, you know, take sausage and add it to red beans and rice and you know, augment things by doing, and that's what it's about is, you know, we want to provide a variety to them. And yes, our go-to is to run pork butts overnight so we can serve the masses, especially when you're at 50,000 meals a day, because we've got that set to where we know how many smokers it's going to take to do that.
Do you have a command center, Stan? I mean, do you have a trailer? And I think I'm fudging a little bit here because of some of the pictures I've seen, but you must have a trailer that keeps all your stock in it, you know, your seasonings, extra propane tanks, whatever you might need, some refrigeration in there. Do you have that, and you pull in and you set up the cookers and off you go? Tell us about your command center, if you want to call
it that.
Sure.
So So our command center is a 1994 retired NASCAR hauler that we bought it directly from the last team that had been using it. It had been sitting for about 3 years. A group of volunteers here in Kansas City. I call it the best kept secret, because if I would have told everybody not to mention it or anything, I'm sure it would have got out. But, you know, we had volunteers that would come out to the warehouse outside of Kansas City and work, and that thing sat in there where we tore it down to the studs. The old, you know, little sitting area that it has up over the deck, and we turned that into an office space, and we turned the area that, you know, where the workbenches and tools were,
sure,
we turned that also into a working area. But we left the attic in the back part for storage. So when we roll in, yes, we've got cameras, we've got, you know, coolers, we've got seasonings, everything in that hauler. We have a second semi that we recently got this year that pulls our big smoker trailer that we call Boss Hog, that has five of those rotisserie smokers. So, you know, on one turn, that's 10,000, you know, 10,000 portions of,
yep,
pulled pork coming off of it. And we just purchased a little earlier this year, and it hasn't made its debut yet because we've been too busy to get it completely done, but we just bought about a moving trailer, an old moving trailer that's got a lower deck that has under body boxes, so mm-hmm, we can, you know, take more tents with us and some bigger tents with us. But that will be, we're adding convection ovens and some more tilt skillets to our arsenal, if you will, to where when we go out, we'll have the setup for our protein side, but we set up a second area, you know, we set up a separate area, and we separate protein from sides.
There you go.
So you have one team working sides, one team working protein, and we actually put our poultry cooker over in the sides area, because one of the commitments that I've made and to them and I've required of our team is that when we go out there and we buy a smoker that's going to be just used for poultry, beef and pork will never be put in it.
Yep.
And it sounds, you know, for some people they may think that's silly, but, you know, we're out there to feed everybody. And there's a lot of people out there that don't eat pork and don't eat beef.
Right.
And they won't eat, you know, poultry when it's cooked off of a smoker that's had beef and pork on it.
No, and they can, or just don't do like I did last night, which I'm embarrassed to say this, but I damn near blew up my Green Mountain Grill because I, you know, yeah, I'm the barbecue expert, right? Okay, good. So I didn't bother to clean it, and I'd used it a number of times and kind of forgotten the order of which I had done stuff with, so I had a little grease fire. Anyway, that brisket, the brisket turned out good, though, so... it was all good. So what is your biggest joy or happiness for Stan Hayes, you know, in this whole thing you've put together? And there's a lot of moving parts, and there's a lot of people, and there's a lot of corporate help. There's just all this stuff going on. And, you know, I know it's got to be very comforting and bring a smile to your face when you're sitting there and you're handing somebody a plate of food that maybe hasn't eaten for 2 or 3, 4 days or something. And they're joyous and they're happy with that. But what overall brings the biggest glow to the heart of Stan Hayes?
To this day, it's still that person that comes up, you know, with a plate in their hand or a sandwich in their hand and just wants to thank me or thank us, you know, as an organization for something as simple as a pulled pork sandwich. When you can tell that person, you know, is going through a lot more than you could imagine.
Oh, yeah.
That person, you know, who lost their home, who lost their, you know, maybe their belongings, just realizes that somebody out there that cares about them and, you know, wants to show them love, and they get overwhelmed, and that, you know, that to me, I mean, It sounds silly, but when somebody with tears in their eyes comes up and starts hugging you because you provided a pulled pork sandwich to them, one, it's the most humbling feeling because I still don't even know what to say to them most of the time because, I mean, it's something that I take for granted in cooking a pork butt.
Right.
To do.
So let me ask you this, Stan. Have you ever gone back? Okay, when you guys dealt with Katrina and you dealt with these other hurricanes, even there in the Kansas City area or Joplin, yep. You know, after it's all said and done and they're rebuilding and you guys are long off on your next assignment, have you ever gone back to the actual, you know, you drove to the same parking lot that you guys were serving from and you kind of just park your car and you look around and you see the improvements? You know, you would have to, and this is not being sanctimonious at all. This is being really quite humble, but you would have to kind of smile deep inside to think, you know, some of this stuff has been rebuilt and it's happening. These lives are back together because we helped. Not looking for credit. It just makes you feel good.
So, yes. I mean, short answer is yes. We were invited back by the city of Joplin at the what they called the five-year day of remembrance. At the five-year anniversary, they did a day of remembrance. And they did it at the park right across from where the old hospital was that was hit and destroyed. And the city asked us to come and cook for 10,000 people is what they asked for. So we actually made a reunion out of it. We invited anybody who had ever volunteered with OBR to be able to come into Joplin, even though they may not have been at Joplin, but they had given their time, you know, to volunteer in some shape, fashion, or form. We had, you know, we didn't have a ton of people. We had a lot of people from Joplin that came back just because they were in that area. But then we had probably, you know, about a third of them that had not been in Joplin, but had come from other deployments, whether it was down in Texas or Oklahoma or Arkansas, but had been part of it and have since become active with the organization when they can. So it was very powerful. I mean, to go back, to have people tell you how they remember receiving that first pulled pork sandwich when we were driving through the neighborhood, or say, you don't know it, but, you know, man, you guys coming through and serving that barbecue chicken that you did, you know, that's what we needed at the time it happened. And to listen to people's stories like that, yeah, again, it's pretty humbling. It's to sit back and just look at, and yes, I've sat in that parking lot twice now in Joplin that we set up in, and it's changed dramatically. I don't know that it's changed for the better because the parking lot wasn't hurt, but because the restaurant that was there isn't there any longer and things like that. But progress has happened,
mm-hmm.
You know, it continues, you know, it's not just a blank parking lot anymore. There's a lot more that goes through there. And to see, you know, from the main streets, all the rebuilding that's been done is pretty awesome. But there's still parts, there's still streets in Joplin that 8 years later don't have houses on them.
Right.
Because the people left the area and chose not to rebuild, and people haven't rebuilt in that area yet.
Right. Well, you can't go back to exactly the way things were. That's not the way life works. But
oh, exactly.
You know, but any changes in progress and things like that, you know, what's that saying? The universe puts you right where you're supposed to be. So
yep.
We're going to do that. Stan, we got to get out of here. I really enjoyed talking to you. It's been Stan Hayes, the CEO and co-founder of Operation Barbecue Relief. Check out their new cookbook, Operation Barbecue. Great stuff in the book, by the way. So I'm gonna
thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm going to steal some of the recipes, especially your pork loin recipe. And that's great stuff. And we would welcome you back anytime. Just let me know if you got something going on. Love to have you back.
Hey, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
No problem. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation After Hours. I'm JT. Take care, everybody.